Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is part of a series we call Stories of the New Testament, an appendage to a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. Podcast 51 is entitled The Last Supper.
In last week's episode, we explored the betrayal. In this week's episode, we shall explore the Last Supper.
Matthew 26:26-29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Every event in the life of Christ has been celebrated, memorialized in art, and analyzed to the nth degree. It is understandable that his birth and his death have always taken center stage. The seminal event that has become known as the Last Supper has certainly taken its place in Christian theology. It is the last peaceful moment in the life of Christ. It perfectly and elegantly symbolizes the purpose of his life, death, and resurrection. Let's examine it phrase by phrase.
"And as they were eating."
Presumably, that refers to the Passover feast. In Luke 22:15, we read,
"With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer."
The two foremost images are bread and wine, each highly symbolic. Among the miracles of Jesus, both bread and wine were mysteriously multiplied.
Jesus took bread.
Bread has often been a symbol of Christ. In John 3:35, we read, "I am the bread of life." In Revelation 2:17, we read, "I give to eat of the hidden manna." In the wilderness, the Israelites were fed by manna from heaven. And of course, in feeding the 5,000, Christ multiplied the bread. Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christ and the birthplace of David, means house of bread. It was in Bethlehem where David was anointed king by the prophet Samuel. At his trial, Christ in the city of David was given a crown of thorns. In John 6:51, we read,
"I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world."
The above was foreseen and explained hundreds of years earlier by the Old Testament prophets.
Deuteronomy 8:3. "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live."
During the Exodus, manna was given to the children of Israel to represent the body of Christ, but many didn't realize it. One of the great ironies is that the Jews hastened the death of Christ so they could honor the Sabbath and celebrate the feast of the Passover. By the time of Christ, the symbolism had become entirely lost to the majority of the Jews.
Exodus 16:15. "And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, 'It is manna,' for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, 'This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat.'"
The children of Israel ate manna for 40 years. Without manna, they would have perished in the wilderness. The symbolism is obvious from a distance. One of the central messages of Christ is this, as recorded by Luke.
Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Everything regarding the Exodus and their occupying the Promised Land was to remind the covenant people of the eternal mission of Jesus Christ, who is the Jehovah of the Old Testament. Once, the children of Israel grew tired of the manna and demanded meat, such as they had in Egypt. The lust for meat, of course, symbolized Egypt. The manna represented Christ. When the people rejected the manna and demanded the luxuries of Egypt, the Lord grew angry and granted their request. He said to Moses,
Numbers 11:18-20. And say thou unto the people, sanctify yourself against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat, and ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. But even a whole month, until it come out your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt?
The Lord gave them what they desired, and as a result, many died of a plague.
Numbers 11:31-33. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quail. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague.
The Savior taught the lesson of the manna. In John 6:47-58, we read,
verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I lived by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
In the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we learn about the true manna. We are taught the purpose of the sacrament. In Mark's account, we read,
Mark 14:22-25. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it, and gave to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
In other words, as we eat of the bread, we are to remember that Christ died for us. The word break is not coincidental. Christ was beaten, crowned with thorns, suffered all kinds of humiliations, a spear thrust into his side, nails driven into his hands and feet. Matthew recorded, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. One can only imagine how he blessed the bread. He was actually blessing those who ate the bread. Paul records,
1 Corinthians 11:24, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
We partake of the bread to remember his body that was broken for us. We partake of the wine to remember his blood that was shed for us.
1 Corinthians 11:25-26. After the same manner also, he took the cup which he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Dictionaries define testament as an expression of conviction, creed, a legal document. Testament derives from the Greek term meaning covenant. In Hebrew, it refers to an agreement, covenant, or contract. It also means witness, or pact, or promise. A Christian is one who takes upon himself the name of Christ, who makes a covenant with Christ that he or she will obey his commandments, observe his laws, follow his teachings. The Holy Sacrament of the Lord's Supper is a renewal of those covenants. It is a form of baptism of the Holy Spirit. Luke records,
Luke 22:17-20. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
The sacrament, or the Lord's Supper, is the culmination of the mission of Christ. What is it that we should remember him for? We remember that his body was broken for us, that he died for our sins, that only because of him can we return to live with our Father in heaven, that because of him we overcome physical death through the resurrection and spiritual death through the atonement. We are reminded to keep our eyes always on the Savior and never lose focus. That is the message of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The consequences were very serious when the house of Israel, the covenant people, lost focus. It is the same for all those who believe in Christ today, for all who come to Christ are children of the covenant. That is the New Testament, isn't it? Regardless of nationality, only those who believe in Christ and obey his teachings are children of the New Covenant. Paul gave the following warning.
1 Corinthians 11:27-30. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Here we have the Redeemer of the world, with his own hand giving the manna to his disciples. Just as by his own hand he gave manna to the children of Israel in the wilderness, yet they didn't know what it was. Among so many other things, Christ is set apart from mortal man because he was always present in the moment. He knew and understood the mortal and immortal importance of things that surrounded his life. No mortal so completely comprehended himself and his mission and his relationship to God the Father. Therefore, we must pause at the Last Supper and savor its significance. Whenever we partake of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we renew our covenants with God. It is a form of being born again.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.